CDC director, Delta variant comprises 83% coronavirus cases in the U.S. By Hannah Blow on July 20, 2021. The Delta variant comprises 83% of sequenced coronavirus cases in the United States. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Director Rochelle Walensky said on Tuesday. Walensky announced the figure during a Tuesday appearance before the Senate Health Committee, effectively blaming low vaccination rates for the spread of the variant, contending it has allowed for the emergence and rapid spread of the highly transmissible Delta variant. Each death is tragic and even more heartbreaking when we know that the majority of these deaths could be prevented with a simple, safe, available vaccine, she claimed. Sir Patrick Vallance, the United Kingdom's chief medical advisor, said on Monday that 60% of those hospitalized in the UK are unvaccinated individuals, correcting his original claim that 60% of hospitalizations were among vaccinated people. However, that statistic still suggests that 40% of hospitalizations are among vaccinated persons. The news comes as Biden administration officials continue to ramp up vaccination efforts, urging unvaccinated Americans to get the jab, using the spread of the Delta variant as a means of coercion. Recent surveys show unvaccinated Americans remaining skeptical, citing concerns over vaccine safety. According to an Axios Ipsos poll, a majority of unvaccinated people would still be unlikely to get the vaccine, even if they were given paid time off to do so or could receive the jab at their doctor's office, indicating that convenience is not the issue. 70% said they would be not at all likely to get the vaccine if a celebrity or public figure endorsed it. And another 70% said they would likely not get it if a community volunteer discussed it with him, either. Of the 30% of respondents in the national survey who said they have not received the jab, half of them said they are not at all likely to get it. Notably, six of the Texas Fleabagger Democrats who flocked to D.C. to avoid voting on election integrity measures have tested positive for the Chinese coronavirus, and at least three of them are fully vaccinated.